Well, welcome back to the podcast. We here at Sun City Shadow Hills are almost all about having fun, but we're not all about having fun. We do like to give back and support worthy organizations, and I'll be interviewing leaders of those from time to time. The first one I'm interviewing is Chris Bryant, who is the head of an organization called the Knights of the Round Table. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure.
We'll get around to talk about the Knights, but first I'd like to talk a little about you. Are you a resident of Sun City?
I am. We were amongst the first to move in. I think we've lived just behind the first green for, I think, about 11 years now.
Oh, you're a pioneer.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Certainly a native of Sun City Shadow Hills.
And you're president of the Bryant Group. Please tell us a little about that.
Well, we're an executive search firm, a very boutique-ish type firm, recruiting exclusively in the fundraising profession, primarily for colleges and universities.
I see.
We're international, working in Canada and the U.S.
I see. And tell us about the Knights of the Round Table.
Well, the Knights of the Round Table is a private organization of people dedicated to providing private philanthropic support to further the mission of Shadow Hills High School, our neighbor just up Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I actually moved out to the desert with a plan to get involved with Indio High School, and then we learned that Shadow Hills was under construction, and met with the then principal and others. Our feeling was that we had an untapped wealth of experience and talent, whether it be attorneys, accountants, teachers, school administrators, engineers, I mean, a whole gamut of professions.
Right.
And my belief, and I love to play golf, but my feeling is that you can only play so much golf. So we met with then-principal Doug Bluth before the school actually opened, still under construction.
Really?
And just said, look, you know, we think there's some talent here that could benefit the school and could certainly benefit our community. And one of which, in my mind, was to build a relationship, one of mutual respect and trust, so that when the soon to be anointed seniors were racing up and down Jefferson Boulevard, they would worry about, oh wait a minute, that's old Chris Bryant there. We better not be doing that. and it's worked out. And the one thing that when we decided that we wanted to put this little fundraising group together, the Knights of the Round Table, which currently has about 50 members, most of whom are in our Shadow Hills community, and they provide individual annual gifts of between $100 and $500 each member. So it's not huge. I would like it to grow, and we've been trying to do that. But it does provide some incredible, otherwise unattainable support for school programs, primarily supporting the students.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have periodic interactions with the students at the high school. Tell us about that.
Well, I think the probably one of the most significant interactions that, from my perspective, is that each spring we invite the Knights to campus and get kind of a state of the school report from the principal, but primarily from the student leadership, the president of the senior class, the president of the ASB, and all of those kinds of things. And they put together on their own an incredible, probably 20-minute slideshow, describing all of the benefit that the students derive from the support that the Knights provide.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners may not know that Shadow Hills' mascot is the knight, and that's why we came up with Knights of the Round Table.
Mm-hmm.
Very very clever and creative, if I might say so myself. But and it's really a multimedia presentation that really strengthens and it articulates and strengthens the relationship that our community through the Knights of the Round Table has developed with the school.
Yeah.
So that's one very significant element. Some of the other things that our individual Knights get involved with, we've had, we've had Knight members that also volunteer for the, you know, with the athletic teams, primarily golf, tennis, and baseball, as kind of assistant coaches, if you will. In fact, one of our residents became a paid part-time tennis coach for the girls' tennis team some years ago. We also provide the chain gang for the high school football games, all of the home games, whether it's the freshmen or the JVs or the varsities. And there's a, I don't know, there's probably 8 or 10 of us that have signed up to do that and kind of dole out the different games. But we also have people that are on the academic side. They volunteer in math and science tutoring. We help them with fundraising. We have people involved with drama, the plays and performances, the musical presentations, English and English as a second language. One of our members is kind of the volunteer, and I'm not sure what if he has a title, but it might be the commandant of the commanding officer of the ROTC program at the school. This year we'll be meeting with those students not going on to college, but to work with them on resume preparation and interviewing skills so they can go out and land that ever elusive first job from school. And it's just, I mean, it's really been...
Well, I've been a member for the last couple of years.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
I know that, you know, from having gone over that they are very appreciative. And I'm talking about everybody, not just the students, but the staff, the principal, everyone is very appreciative of the involvement. And for people who haven't been over to Shadow Hills High School, it is beautiful. You know, it's brand new, and they've also got a beautiful performing arts center.
They do.
And we've been invited to attend some of their shows, and they're really quite good.
They do a good job.
So if this sparks some interest, Chris, how would someone contact you if they wanted to get involved?
Well, probably the easiest way would be to call me on the phone. And may I be so bold as to offer that number?
Please do.
760-772-4272. And that's my office phone, so it would be during reasonably normal business hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or contact me by email, which would be the initial C. Bryant, C-B-R-Y-A-N-T, at bryantgrp.com.
That's great. And I think, as I was listening to that, that if someone missed that, they can just contact me through the Shadow Hills website, and I will get information to Chris. Well, Chris, thank you for being on the podcast. It's a very
worthwhile thing. Add one more thing, Bob,
before I let you go.
I think it's important to note some of the actual support that the students receive from the funds raised through the Knights of the Round Table. We talked a little bit about the volunteer activities that they get involved in beyond just the fundraising part. But we provide mini scholarship stipends to students sitting for the advanced placement exams or the preliminary scholastic aptitude or scholastic aptitude testings, which each of those can run upwards of $75 or $80. With the AP exams, a student might sit for 4 or 5 exams. So while the student will be expected to pay a proportional, you know, part of whatever those expenses and fees might be, we're able to give them some help with that because for a lot of the students, that expense is onerous and they wouldn't be able to do it. So that's one thing. We've also we've had 4 graduating classes thus far. And the Knights of the Round Table have provided 5 college scholarships for graduating seniors.
That's great.
We also provide support for band and choral group uniforms and travel for debate teams and as they go off to different competitions around. And then I think one of the more exciting things is the support for the robotics team that we gave. They One of the teachers, not an engineer or a scientist by any stretch of the imagination, saw an ad in a Scholastic newsletter, sent away for a box, and got those. When it arrived, there was all these different pieces and parts of building a robot. And she enlisted students who, again, weren't engineers or scientists. And they built this robot and went down to Long Beach for a regional competition. Did so well that they were invited to the Nationals in St. Louis. And we were able to provide significant support, travel support, to help get the students and their advisors to
great.
That national competition.
That's wonderful. Well, there's a lot of opportunities there, and I'm sure as the funds increase, there'll be even more opportunities in the future. So, Chris, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll look forward to future interviews when you can tell us more of what you've done.
And if I could just part by saying, you know, that supporting the school and the kids, it's fun, too, as you led in with your opening.
Yes.
You feel really good about doing it, and it's very much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you very much.